This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's January 9th, and on this day in 1963, Art Modell fired Paul Brown as coach of the Cleveland Browns. Paul Brown was a beloved coach, and the team was named after him. Modell was the frontman for a group of New Yorkers who purchased the team in 1961 and was the acting owner. A bit unlike coaching changes now, which tend to happen hours or a day or two following the team's final game of the season, Modell waited 3 weeks after the Browns closed out the 1962 season with a 7-6-1 record. There is speculation that Modell waited to make his decision to time it with a writer's strike in the Cleveland area, meaning there wouldn't be anything written about the firing in the local papers. Brown had been the coach in Cleveland since 1946, compiling 167 wins against 53 losses in his 17 seasons. He won 7 championships, 3 of those in the NFL, with his last one coming in 1955. His only losing season as coach of the Browns was in 1956. At the time of the firing, Brown was 54 years old, truly a living legend, and loved by most everybody in Northeast Ohio. And his departure caused a seismic shift in the NFL. Brown said a rift developed between him and Modell and was quoted as saying that Modell wanted to take a more active part in the actual team aspects formerly assigned to me as part of my contract. That rift apparently started just after Modell bought the club, when Brown traded 2 players to bring in the current Heisman Trophy winner at the time, running back Ernie Davis, without consulting Modell. Modell tried to regain control of the situation by negotiating Davis's contract without input from Brown and then apparently overpaid him, and then put pressure on the coach even more by guaranteeing a championship. In the aftermath of his firing in 1963, Brown spearheaded the formation of the Cincinnati Bengals, who started playing in 1968 and then joined the NFL in 1970 after the merger with the AFL. With the Bengals, Brown coached 8 seasons and won a little less than half his games there. Paul's son Mike said years later, "Getting the Bengals up and running was our redemption. It was very glorious in the old days when we played Modell's Browns. When we won, we rejoiced in that." After the 1976 season, Paul left the sidelines, serving as vice president and general manager of the Bengals until he passed away in August 1991 at the age of 82. Brown's successor in Cleveland was Blanton Collier, who guided Cleveland to the NFL title in 1964, as Modell promised, but that is the last time the Browns have won or even played in a championship. Modell would go on to more infamy when he moved the Browns out of Cleveland to Baltimore after the 1995 season, firing another soon-to-be legendary coach, Bill Belichick, a few weeks later. Modell's decision to move the Browns franchise appears to be the sticking point for why he is still not in the Football Hall of Fame. But his decision to fire Paul Brown on this day in 1963 was his first questionable decision as an owner. Also on this day, in 1972, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Los Angeles Lakers 120-104, ending the Lakers' winning streak at 33 games. The future Laker, but at this point Milwaukee Buck, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, scored 39 points and grabbed 20 rebounds in the win. But the key to the Bucks' win that night is linked more to the defensive play of Milwaukee's guards rushing back on defense, stifling the Lakers' fast break attack. The Lakers' 33-game winning streak is still the longest in major professional sports history. And in 2005, Minnesota Vikings receiver Randy Moss caught a touchdown at Lambeau Field against Green Bay and then celebrated by fake mooning the crowd in the end zone. Moss later defended the celebration by saying, "That's how Packers fans would send the opposing team's bus off to the airport after a win." That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by and giving this episode a listen. If you like the show and have a brief moment, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? That would be greatly appreciated. Also, check out the show notes for other ways to help the show, or if you'd like to send me an email, the email address is in there as well. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.